Lawyers for the plaintiffs argue that Utah's refusal to permit same-sex couples to marry or to recognize existing marriages causes their clients serious harm. They also argue that the state's exclusion of same-sex couples from marriage is irrational and, contrary to the state's assertion, does not further any legitimate governmental interest. University of Richmond constitutional law professor Carl Tobias says recent actions by federal courts across the country have validated those arguments.
I think they have made a number of good arguments that against the state's position, and that's happened not just in Utah, but in Oklahoma and now in Virginia. So we're just seeing a number of states doing just that, saying there isn't any real rational basis for this.
The state now has until March 4th to file a response. Judges at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver have scheduled oral arguments to begin on April 10th. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.